Hello. Hello. It's all action stations in here.
It is, yeah. We're going to go
well,
in the shade.
No stress levels today.
Wow.
It's a bit warm.
Less.
Look at this. Aren't they wonderful? Loads of different colours as well. Purples. We've got greens, light greens. We've got pinks. Salmon colour as well. And also champagne colours ready to go on. Boxes and boxes of flowers. Oh, I've seen this already. On social media, I saw this. This is a little tank. Tell me about the little tank.
This is my son's gator that's been made into a tank. It was going to be a First World War tank because of the 100 years. But Sam, being five, doesn't recognise a First World War tank as a tank. So he wanted this to be his tank. He's just getting into it now because he's very proud of it.
Oh, Sam, I've got to stand out of the way, haven't I? I'm in the line of fire at the moment. Let's move around here.
Woo!
Look
at that! Okay.
This is more in keeping with what Mr. Toro does. It's a quad bike that's being designed here. Tell me more about this one.
This is going to pull our big float, which is in Class T this year. So this is waves. Basically, because we're light on the ocean wave. You can see in the background is a spinnaker, because it's a yacht we're doing. And the rest of that is in the other barn, because it won't fit in this one.
As we look out to Heche Farm, we can see it's a farm in operation.
Yes.
How does it work to get all the work done here on the farm, as well as the flowers?
Luckily, one of our builders isn't involved in the farm, so he has to work around his normal job. Dad does building as well, and he has to sort of do his farm jobs and then do his building. Julian just lives with us being here, really, and we just sort of try and keep out of his way, because obviously machinery is going up and down and we have to stay out of the way. Jim tends to build his floats at his farm, which is the Falconeres, and he has to do it around farming as well.
It's a great opportunity for the family to get involved. And we've seen the little tank, and you've got a young member of the family driving that tank as well. What's it like being together as a family, working with the flowers?
It's really good. We all have a job. We all have strengths that we play to. And everybody works well together. We haven't fallen out yet over the last however many years it is. So we're doing quite well. It's great for the kids. There's eight adults and six children going down from 16 down to 5, so they're really good. They're good at entertaining themselves and keeping out of our way when we're busy, and they help a little bit as well.
We're walking away from the main construction area. Where are we going to now?
We're going to where we store the flowers, 50,000 of them, which does take up quite a bit of room, as you can imagine.
You've been making these since the winter?
Yes, that's right. Well, it's actually quite nice. You have your Sunday lunch, a nice glass of red wine, and sit and the day goes making flowers. It's great.
Okay.
Watch these steps.
Okay, tight steps here. Wow.
This is half empty now, but this is complete. They just leave tiny little gaps to walk through now. Now, this room is what probably...
It's the size of a small pub, isn't it?
That's
what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
you've got to crouch your head as well a little bit.
Right,
and it's just boxes and boxes of different coloured flowers that you've been using.
Yes, and they're all they're in the rows of colours that we're going to use. And you'll see they're all marked on, like 150 lilac there, 190 dark blue. So as we can, one, count them, and two, we know where they are.
We are from the Heche Farm, and we are ready for the Battle of Flowers.